好，下面我想我给大家看一下这个真的满月变红大概什么样子。
Next, I'd like to show some video of how the moon turned into blood.
好，所以这个没有声音的，所以慢慢大家看一看就很清楚。慢慢慢，你看，因为它是直接把它浓缩在一起的。
It's
condensed.
Yeah, it's a fast.
它不是真的 real time， 不是真的原来那个时间。
It's not real time. It's sped up.
好，所以你看，大家看那个太阳的影，地球的影子，慢慢就把月亮遮住了。
The shadow of the earth starts to cover the moon.
可以看得出来啊。
And you can see.
也慢慢慢慢红的就出来了。
Slowly the redness starts to show.
这是真的，就是去年四月十五号拍的。
This is recorded last April 15th.
真的是那个都是记录。那如果去年没有大家错过的话，今年还有两次机会。
If you missed it last year, there are two more chances this year.
那么一次是四月四号，所以大家可以查查，上网查查就知道。
One is in April 4th.
那么还有一次就是今年的祝棚节。
The other time is the Feast of Tabernacle this year.
那么到底今年的祝棚节、逾越节在哪里呢
？So when is the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacle this year?
我觉得很简单呢。
It's very simple.
大家只要上网打 NASA 就可以啊。
If you just go to the web and type in NASA.
然后你打月食。
Lunar eclipse.
当然是英文的了哈，月食。
In English.
然后他就给你一大堆的 data.
It will give you all the dates.
那么你们稍微仔细的看一看就知道。
And you take a careful look, you will know.
那么你知道今年有两次月食。
There are two solar, lunar eclipses.
一个四月四号。
One in April 4th.
那就是他们逾越节的时候。
That's the Passover.
那么还有一个会告诉，那就是他们祝棚节的时候。
The other one is the Feast of Tabernacles.
那现在这两边的图很清楚，慢慢慢慢，你看见没？又恢复了，慢慢又恢复那个满月了。
Now the full moon is recovered.
好，我想这个大概就是给大家看到这大概这个样子。
That's what we show, brothers and sisters.
好，那么现在我们有了这个概念以后。
Now that we have a concept,
我想我们稍微给大家复习一下，到底历史上发生了什么样的事。
Now I'd like to review, for brothers and sisters, what happened in the history.
那么大家脑子里面所记得的就是那四堆就可以了。
If you remember the four groups,
162年是一堆
，162 years,
1493年又是一堆
，1493,
这是完全独立的一堆。
Those are single groups.
然后65年刚好有三次。是这样的事。
And there are three times in 65 years.
所以这样加起来呢，一共是八次。
So altogether there are eight times.
那么好，大家都知道说，因为牧人一被击打，羊就分散了。
We all know when the shepherd was struck, the sheep scatters.
那么主大概在主后30年钉十字架了。
The Lord was crucified in AD 30.
40年之后。
40 years later.
果然就像耶利米一样。
Just as Jeremiah,
在事情没有发生以前，四十年，他老早预告说，有一天，耶路撒冷要一块石头不留在一块石头上。
40 years beforehand, he prophesied that one day one stone will not be left upon another.
果然，到了七主后七十年
，in AD 70,
你看见说提多太子就率领大军就围困耶路撒冷。
Prince Titus, led the Great army of Rome and laid search to.
起头一把火就把圣殿烧了。
They burned down the temple.
他们没有多久就后悔了。
Then we regretted shortly afterwards.
因为他们发现说很多的金子银子都流到石头的缝里面去。
Because they realized a lot of the gold have been melted and crept into the gap between.
所以他们就下命令说要把所有的石头全部敲开。
So they give a command to take apart all the stones.
没有一块石头没有翻过的。
So every stone was turned.
然后就把金子银子从石头缝里面就取出来。
So they took the gold and silver from the between the stones.
所以历史告诉我们说,
so history tells us.
主耶稣的预言是完全的应验了。Lord
Jesus' prophecy was completely fulfilled.
所以说一块石头也不留在一块石头上。
The Lord said not one stone will be upon another.
我们知道主后70年果然发生了。
And it happened in AD 70.
因着这一次发生,
because of that,
圣殿被毁了,
the temple was destroyed.
而圣殿被毁刚好是尼布加尼撒王毁圣殿的同一天。
And it's on the same day when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple.
圣殿被毁,
the temple was destroyed. It tells us the Judaism went into history.
犹太教应该从此就没有。
There should be no more Judaism.
不过就在那个以前,
but right before that,
有一个拉比,
there was a rabbi.
他被放在棺材里面,
he was put in a coffin.
当着一个死人从里面就运出来,
he was transported out of the city.
然后这个人呢就直接去找那个时候提多的父亲。
So he went directly to Titus' father.
就告诉他说,
and told him.
你知道第一个他是用 他是假装死人的，因为只有死人可以抬到城外面去埋的嘛。
He was pretending to be dead because only the dead can be carried outside the city.
所以他果然出来了。
So he came out.
出来以后，他居然还跑到那个时候罗马皇，就是这个提多父亲那里去。
He actually went to the father of Titus.
提多父亲那时候还不是皇帝。
The father of Titus was not the emperor yet.
还不是罗马皇帝。
He was not the yet the Roman emperor. But this rabbi was very brave.
就到那个提多父亲面前说。
So he went to in front of the father of Titus.
他就根据我的圣经。
He said, according to my Bible,
那么不止你要围困我的城,
not only you will lay siege to the city,
而且有一天你要做罗马皇帝,
and one day you will become the emperor of the of Roman.
他如果你做了罗马皇帝,
so if you become the Roman emperor,
你要记得答应我一件事,
please remember to promise me.
因为犹太教自从圣殿毁了以后就没有了。
Because Judaism disappeared after the destruction of the temple.
但如果你真的做皇帝的话,
but if you truly become the emperor,
你一定要答应我在特拉维的附近, 今天特拉维的附近,
you promise me in near Tel Aviv.
在那里我要训练我的门徒。
I will train my disciples there.
结果没有想到啊, 果然他做了皇帝。
Unexpectedly, he indeed became an emperor.
这个提多的父亲果然照他的话,
and this father of Titus, according to his word,
就答应给了那么一块地方, 给了这个有拉比。
He gave this rabbi a piece of land there.
这个就是现在拉比的最开始的。
This is the beginning of the rabbi system, modern
rabbi system. 如果那一次他没有从死亡从棺材里面被抬出来的话, 就没有今天的犹太教。
If he was not carried out in a coffin, then there will be no more Judaism today.
所以主后70年是个很重要的一年。
So AD 70 is a very important year.
你想想看,
think about it.
犹太教不在了,
if the Judaism is not there no more,
已经没有了,
they have lost their soul.
所以很自然的他们就开始分开了。
So they naturally start to scatter.
那一点也不错。
Indeed.
的确有人就开始慢慢就离开他们的家乡。
And many people departed from their homeland.
但是他们读圣经。
But they read the Bible.
他们记得。
They remember.
那当时在尼布加尼撒的时候,
during the time of the king Nebuchadnezzar,
虽然他们被掳到巴比伦,
even though they were taken captive to Babylon,
70年以后他们就回来了,
but they returned after 70 years.
所以他们就问自己说,
so they asked themselves,
会不会我们的神也给我们70年?
Will our God give us 70, another 70 years?
所以从70再加70就是140年。
So 70 plus 70 is 140 years.
所以他们决定等到140年。
So they decide to wait till 140.
你明白吗?
Now
他们没有立刻就离开,就走了没有?
They did not scatter right away.
那么结果等到135年就等不下去了。
They waited till 135, they couldn't wait anymore.
因为罗马皇帝已经把整个耶路撒冷当作完全建立成为一个外邦的城。
Because the Romans has built Jerusalem into a completely Gentile city.
所以从此以后,
so since then,
那耶路撒冷一点的希望也没有,
there's no hope for Jerusalem.
所以最后他们就起来造反了。
So they rebelled.
所以135年有一个很大很大的 rebellion.
There was a rebellion in 135, a great rebellion.
所以这个就叫135年的犹太的大造反。
This is the great rebellion of 135.
那结果罗马皇帝亲自就跑到以色列来。
And the Roman emperor came to Jerusalem, came to Israel himself.
这一次的毁灭, 这destruction是非常非常彻底的。
And this destruction is complete.
你知道70年前, 主后70年只是一座城完全毁掉。
In AD 70, only a city was destroyed.
但是整个的犹太地,
but the whole Judea,
最少有一千座城还存在,
there are still a thousand, at least a thousand cities.
你只是耶路撒冷没有了, 其他还在,
only Jerusalem was gone.
但是135年这一次,
but in 135,
罗马帝国做得非常的彻底,
the Romans did a complete job.
他把这 靠近1000个城是完全把它毁掉。
It destroyed the 1,000 cities.
所以从此以后,
since then,
以色列人再也不可以回到他们的家乡。
The Israelites can never return to their home.
他们绝对不许回到耶路撒冷。
They were forbidden to return to Jerusalem.
请大家记得,
please remember,
等到下一次他们脚再踩在这块土地上的时候,
the next time they set their foot on this in this land,
那已经是2000年以后的事了。
It's already 2,000 years later.
大概就在1949年的时候。
In 1949,
你看见他们从不同的地方，他们就回来了。
They came back from many different places.
他们一离开耶路撒冷,
once they left Jerusalem,
一离开他们的故乡,
once they left their home country,
几乎是2000年的事。
It's almost 2,000 years.
当然,
of course.
现在很多人说这是我们的家乡。
Now the many say this is our homeland.
因为巴勒斯坦人说,
the Palestinians say,
我的父亲在这长大,
my father grew up here.
我的祖父在这长大,
my grandfather grew up here.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是今天的问题。
This is the problem today.
以色列人是回到他们阔别的家乡。
The Israelites returned to their hometown long away, long ago.
如果神把这块地给你了,
if God has given this land to them, why were you scattered all over the world for 2,000 years? Many people have grown up in this place. It's their home now. If you say this is our home,
如果是的话,
if it is, why, how come you have no home for 2,000 years?
明白吧,
do you understand, brothers and sisters? In 1949, they finally came back.
请记得,
please remember.
所以到了135年,
so in 135,
以色列这个国家是完全不见了。
The nation of Israel completely disappeared.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以让我们记得,
so let's remember.
本来他们70年就应该走了,
they should have left in year 70.
他们不肯走。
They did not go.
他们觉得70年以后主可以把我们带回来。
They thought after another 70 years that God will bring them back again.
这个事情没有发生。
But it did not happen.
到了135年,
in one year 135,
还差5年,
there were only 5 years left.
他们亲眼所看见他们的家乡都毁在战火的里面。
They saw with their own eyes the wall completely destroyed their home.
他们所有的帐篷等于完全拔光的。
All their tents were destroyed.
换句话说,
in other words,
他们没有地方可以去,
they have no place to go.
全世界现在变成他们漂流的地方。
The world now is a place of, for their wandering.
所以请记得, 135年现在应该他们欢欢喜, 起码要甘心,
in 135, they left their home.
但是没有,
但是他们没有这样做。 But they did not.
原因问题在哪里呢?
Why?
不要忘记, 他们还是不甘心。
They still did not want to give up.
他们想用他们自己的办法, 总有一个办法能够反抗神所做的。
They wanted to use their strength to go against what God is doing.
所以他们想到了。
So they thought of.
因为他们发现一个事实。
They find there's a fact.
就是我敌人的敌人一定是我的朋友。
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
原来那个时候啊, 罗马帝国,
at that time, the Roman Empire
一直想跨过尤弗拉底河。
They always wanted to cross the river Euphrates.
那么这样的大版图越来越大了，对不对？
To expand their land.
但是为什么他没有跨过尤弗拉底河？
Why didn't they cross the river Euphrates?
因为那个时候在尤弗拉底河的东边有另外一个帝国。
Because on the eastern side of Euphrates, there's another empire.